Hello and happy Monday, sunshine. Great to be back after what was hopefully an awesome weekend for you. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10 here to help you fuel your mind and take on this brand new week with energy and excitement and knowledge. We start first with the U.S. presidential election. The race to election day in November is in high gear with only 22 days to go. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris both hit the campaign trail to reach out to voters over the weekend, as the race for the White House is still an extremely close one. Former President Trump campaigned in the Democratic stronghold of California on Saturday at an event in Coachella. Harris focused on the battleground state of North Carolina with a rally in Greenville on Sunday. Both campaigns are focusing on the key battleground states they think they can win. A new poll from the New York Times and Siena College show the race is close in swing states. Harris holds a narrow edge over former President Trump in Pennsylvania, while Trump leads Harris in Arizona. And polls from Quinnipiac University show razor-thin margins in Michigan and Wisconsin, with no clear leader in either state. The race isn't just tight in swing states. A new CNN poll of polls, an average of national polling data, shows no clear leader in the presidential race overall, with an average of 49% of likely voters supporting Vice President Kamala Harris and 47% backing former President Donald Trump. This election cycle has been an unprecedented one. President Joe Biden's announcement that he would no longer run for president shocked the political world, and Harris's nomination energized the Democratic Party. And after former President Trump survived an assassination attempt, many in the Republican Party unified around him. U.S. law requires federal elections to take place on the Tuesday after the first Monday in November. This year, that's November 5th. 40% of U.S. registered voters plan to cast their vote before Election Day, according to Gallup. And in much of the country, early voting and by-mail voting are already underway. 10-second trivia. Alfred Nobel, Swedish chemist, inventor, and namesake of the Nobel Prize, is best known for what 1800s invention? Telegraph, zipper, dynamite, passenger elevator. If you said dynamite, you're dynamite. An invention that revolutionized building and mining, he bequeathed his fortune to establish the Nobel Prizes. Since the first Nobel Peace Prize was awarded in 1901, it's honored those who strive to bring nations and people together. This week, the 105th Peace Prize was awarded to a Japanese organization of atomic bomb survivors who are doing just that. These survivors are the witnesses of the only nuclear bombs to ever be used in war. And CNN's Hanako Montgomery has more on how they have dedicated their lives to ridding the world of nuclear weapons.
In a timely nod, this year's Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to Nihon Hidankyo, a Japanese organization of atomic bomb survivors. As wars around the world rage on, from the Middle East to Ukraine, the fear of nuclear escalation has increased. There are more than 12,000 nuclear warheads across the globe, according to a Swedish research institute for peace, and Vladimir Putin has repeatedly threatened the use of Russia's nuclear weapons since the invasion of Ukraine. Even Japan's neighbor, North Korea, is rapidly developing its own nuclear arsenal. The Norwegian Nobel Committee praised Nihon Hidankyo's efforts to, quote, achieve a world free of nuclear weapons. The group represents some of the last living reminders of the damages nuclear weapons can inflict on people. Next year marks 80 years since the atomic bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and this year's winner is a stark reminder to the world about the dangers of escalating conflicts.
Next, a great comeback story from Detroit, Michigan. Michigan Central Station, built in 1913, once a glorious cultural beacon, beautiful piece of architecture, it's now been abandoned for more than three decades. Well, Ford Motor Company decided to bring it back with hopes of making it the centerpiece of a new hotspot of which the city can be proud. Some are calling it the most impressive restoration of an historic structure in U.S. history.
This is the Ellis Island of Michigan and Detroit. People arrived here, their grandparents arrived here.
For more than three decades, Detroit's Michigan Central Station has been abandoned.
It's really been such a visible symbol, and in some ways, a little bit exploited as a symbol of the decline of Detroit.
But in 2018, the Ford Motor Company bought the station. And after a nearly billion-dollar investment to restore and expand the historic landmark, it's once again open to the public.
It's just magnificent. I remember this from when I was a kid, and it's beautiful.
Stunning. Just the transformation that was made is amazing.
It has to be the most impressive restoration of a historic structure in the United States ever.
Michigan Central Station first opened in 1913, and at its height, it drew more than 4,000 travelers every day. But in 1988, the station closed after declines in ridership and decades of population loss in Detroit. Michigan Central remained abandoned until Ford came along. Over 3,000 specialized trade workers worked to restore the station, including one who spent more than 400 hours recreating this Corinthian column. Even regular citizens contributed in unexpected ways.
There was a clock over the carriage house, and the Ford team was contacted by somebody basically saying, we have the clock. If you want it, we'll basically leave it in an alley at midnight in this location and remain anonymous.
With Michigan Central Station as its anchor, Ford aims to develop the area around it into a 30-acre tech and culture hub for the city, with parks, restaurants, retail, and office spaces. Ford estimates that it'll be years before every business space is filled, but they say over 100 startups have already come to campus.
This building tells an honest story about the city. It represented the glory of a certain time period, and it represented the disinvestment of a time period. And there's something really extraordinary about having this rich historical platform to do the work of the future.
Detroit's population grew in 2023 for the first time since 1957. Developers of Michigan Central Station hope their hub will play a part in that upward trend.
Once you build a place people want to be, you start seeing more and more people think twice about the city and see what many of us have known for a long time, and that's Detroit is an amazing American city, and in my opinion, the best.
All right, we're headed to Japan now, the birthplace of Super Mario, Luigi, Zelda, Donkey Kong, Pokemon. The iconic gaming company Nintendo opened its first ever museum in Kyoto. To get in, you have to enter a lottery at least 3 months in advance. CNN's Hanako Montgomery gives us a look inside the museum, complete with relics and interactive exhibits highlighting Nintendo's 135-year history.
That is the sound that brings childhood memories to millions. Nintendo opens its very first museum, giving people the chance to explore Mario's world and guiding visitors through the company's 135-year history. From adorable characters like Toad to interactive games and even a burger-themed restaurant, the museum also features a massive hall with almost every product ever released by the company. Nintendo fans can now enjoy an interactive experience with their favorite characters and may encounter another fan favorite. A Pokélid with an original Pikachu design featuring a Game Boy is also on display. But visiting this highly anticipated museum is not as easy as it sounds. Visitors have to sign up for a lottery ticket system at least 3 months in advance. Even with the wait, fans are excited to be a part of Nintendo for a few hours.
I think they've added a new route for us to find out more about Nintendo. Not just the goods, but also the history of Nintendo in the past. It feels like we've gained another tool.
Awesome stuff. All right, it is shout-out time now, and this one goes to Lamar High School in Lamar, Missouri. Let them hear you roar, Tigers. Fun fact, Lamar is the birthplace of Harry Truman, the 33rd president of the United States. Let's keep the good vibes flowing, dig in, dig deep, and make this a great start to the week. I'm Coy Wire. We'll see you right back here tomorrow on CNN 10.